Here is, okay, it's up to the job. Good. Today's message is about the light. Or if you want to see on the screen, darkness and light. And it's because, you know, we think a lot about candles. We just lit, three right now. And we're praying and hoping that our candle lit or candle light service, I always struggle with which one is the most correct form for Christmas Eve service. It's all about light. If you look around, the building are decorated, houses are being lit. We have one light at home that we kind of fake it and we make it look like we have a lot more lights than just one, but, you know, we just have one. What's up with all these images about light? When I was back in Romania, you know, years ago, again, lots of candles, whether it's a funeral, a baptism, a wedding, or just a celebration, lots and lots of candles. It's something that we as Christians have used for a long time, not because we have to, but because this, you know what, I'm going to actually take a break. And get behind the speakers because the speakers give feedback. Okay. And I'm more used to this position here. Anyway, so candles, we use them because we want to see that light, because the light is a symbol for us. It's a symbol of the presence of God. I was surprised. I had to take a class in seminary about different types of Christianity. So they actually made us go to different churches and read like theologies and teachings of different churches. And I picked up a book of catechism from the Orthodox, Eastern Orthodox Church. And I kind of, you know, went through and just tried to see and understand more. And I was surprised when I read a description of why do Christians use candles at funerals, for example. At least in the Eastern Orthodox form of Christianity. Do you know why? That's actually a question. Why do Christians use candles at funerals? Do they use them here? Not much, I guess. Yeah, some. Okay, we always thought that the light is supposed, you know, to the person that just, you know, went to be with the Lord, the light is to bring them some comfort in that place of darkness they might be right now. But that was so wrong. As a kid, I thought that was it. You know, the guys who died are in the coffin. It's dark there, so they need the light to kind of give them some light. But no. The Orthodox teaching in their catechism says this. The candle is a symbol of the person's presence in the light of God and ours in the darkness of this world. It was something to hope for that one day we can rejoice together of the same light face to face with our God and King and Savior. So, candles, an amazing symbol. And we don't use them probably as much because we don't have to, but they speak a lot about, for example, this verse in the scriptures. John 1:5 says this, "The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." A great, great verse. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. As you read this verse, and hopefully you think about it for a second, what do you see there? You see, obviously, that there is light, but also there is what? There is darkness, exactly. And that darkness is not able to overcome it, but that means what? That is trying to. The darkness has tried ever since Genesis 1, actually 3, to be honest, to overcome the darkness. Sorry, the light. The darkness always try to fight back and destroy what God has created. And this darkness here that John speaks in John 1:5, that the light shines the darkness, it spoke about the state of the nation of Israel in those days. They are described as being in the dark, the darkness of their sin. Because the Jews, as any other people, I'm not picking up on the Jewish nation as being more sinful. It just happened that Christ came to them first. To expose their sin, or their sins, actually. To expose their legalism, because some of them thought they were great. Like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and those guys, and the scribes, Sadducees. Okay, thank you, Steve. They thought they're above the rest of the people. They're better. They knew God's word. They had a red phone, a direct line with God, so they're good. But they're not. They're just lost in the darkness of their legalism as much as the people were lost in the darkness of their sin. Or a different type of darkness, the one of indifference. You think that they're either sinful or legalistic, but no, many of them were just indifferent. Like you walk on the street even today and look around, and it's not the opposition to the Lord that is pervasive in the world. It's actually the indifference of people towards God. That state of the nation is described by Paul in the scriptures by these words. For at one time you were not in the darkness. You were the darkness. We were at one time that darkness. And as I read these verses, you know, prepping for this message, I was shocked because always I kind of read that verse for like years, thinking that it says, for at one time you were in the darkness. But this week I realized it actually says something else, that we were the darkness. Our sins, our legalistic approach to religion or faith, our indifference made us the darkness. And that's why it is so important to remind ourselves at Christmas time, and not just Christmas time, about the light that Jesus brought into our darkness. How much light do you need to destroy the darkness? Just a little, you know? Like that one child that came, and his presence, his coming to this world, destroyed all the darkness. Opened up the door, you know. As I was sitting down, you know, just prepping my mind for these moments, all I could think is all the jokes with how many people you need to change a light bulb. If you know, I have a few, not for now. But Christ, just one, came to destroy the darkness. And it says, in his own words actually, John 8:12, I am the light of the world. We are the darkness, he's the light. You see the contrast? Paul says, you were at one time the darkness. When you were still in your sins, still enemies of God, you were the darkness. But Christ said, I am the light. And as he came to us as the light of the world, he knew that we needed him. We needed Christ. Because we struggled with the same sins as the chosen people of Israel. You know, they're not special. They did not sin more than we did. We are humans just as much as them. We crave for the same things of the world. We crave for the pleasures of the eye, the pleasures of the flesh. Pride and selfishness plague us all. I was reminding myself, I think it was yesterday, driving down the road, and I was just thinking about my past. You know, just God brought me some things in my mind, and how upset I was at someone that actually once rebuked me. And I realized how much pride was actually in my heart in those moments. And I know Christ forgave those sins, but I can't ask forgiveness again for those sins. I said, Lord, I used to be so proud. Or in the words of Paul, I used to be darkness. And to me and to us all, God came to be the light. You know, we hated God. We hated things of God. You know, as I wrote this message down, I haven't heard too many, you know, F-bombs here in Canada, or not as much, you know, like, you know, swearing words. But back in Romania, oh my goodness, there were so, people had a specialty of using swear phrases, long and elaborate, and they all included something of the church, God, or the Bible. You know, I remember the phrases and the swear words I used to hear, and I was like, now, I'm like, I'm cringing of the thing of how people use God's name. Why? Because they simply despise, hate the things of God. Why? I told you not once, but many times. We don't like the light, actually. We don't like the light because light does what? Exactly, thank you. Light exposes. Light, when it comes into a room, it was last week when I talked about my garage. You know, I actually cleaned out my garage, but it looks nice, which is great because my landlord came by and was the right time because my garage was clean and nice and dandy. So, you know, light exposes. And we hate it. We try to hide from it. But from Christ, there is no hiding. In 1993, when I became a Christian, and I began to realize how great God is, amongst the things I learned that God is everywhere. And I cannot run from him anywhere. There's no place I can hide from God. And it is a good thing. Because he's not chasing us, you know, with a big stick to punish us. If he's chasing us, he does because he loves us and he wants us changed and transformed. He's like, his presence is the light that comes and brings everything that we need in our lives. So Christ came. Christ came because we were not in the darkness, but we were darkness. And as he came, he says this: he has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Colossians 1:13. That is what happened. And that began at Christmas. It was finished at the cross. But it did begin at Christmas with his coming into the body of a baby that grew up to become Christ, become Jesus, that they died on the cross for us. But this is what happened exactly. He delivered us from the darkness to which we belonged. And he transferred us. He moved us. He had us change our citizenship from the passport of darkness, the new passport of the kingdom of his beloved Son. And that is an amazing thing, because you have hope and you have rights. You have peace. April 8th this year was a great day for our family. It's the day when we became landed immigrants after a few years, 3.5 years of stress and trials and money and all that. On April 8th, I heard the words, "Welcome home," from a state official or province official, whatever you call it. And it was great. And on that day, we actually got rights. You know, and it was amazing. It's a small analogy of what happens when from a temporary status, you move to a permanent status. You move from one state to a new state, like it says on the screen, from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his Son. Something changes in us. And God did this, not because we deserved it, but because he loved us so much. He became my light. Christ became my light. It says in Matthew 16 that people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. We need this light, guys. We need it so much. And sometimes we forget because we get caught in sins, we get caught in legalism, we get caught in indifference, and we forget how much we need this light ourselves. And I hope that this Christmas, you don't focus just on the gifts. You know, those are toys. But I know my wife has this gift. She loves to give gifts. That's a gift, I guess, to love to give gifts. And she's so working on those gifts. I'm more casual, to be honest. I'm like, eh. But God gave us this amazing gift in Christ Jesus. He gave us the light. A light has dawned upon us because we were dwelling in a region of shadow of death. Or how it says, how Paul says here, and sorry for this, it's pretty convoluted, but I'll break it down for you. So it says in Corinthians 4:6, "For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shown in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." So basically God says this: your hearts needed the light because your hearts were darkness. So in Christ, he gave you the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. We saw Christ, we saw the glory of God, we got the light in Christ. So going back to the candles of Advent, we have them all lit, actually a few of them lit over there. We have, I actually Googled, because we don't have Advent in Romania, the way it's done in North America. We just don't. But I learned here about hope, about love and joy and peace, all the things that we remind ourselves with around Christmas. And all of this, hope and love and joy and peace, can only be found fully in Christ. The world is trying to deceive us with counterfeit products that look just like joy or love or peace. I have this picture in my computer, which I forgot to put on the screen. I meant to. That says, it's a picture of a store in Turkey, in Ephesus. A small store that says this: authentic fake watches. I kid you not. I'll show you. I'll put it on Facebook. Authentic fake watches. That's what the world has to offer. Things that they know they're fake, They're in your face fake, but they still say, it'll satisfy you. It'll be good. It'll be good enough. The hope will give you hope or joy or love or peace. But we know those are just, if you look around just a bit, think of Canada, think of Toronto, think of your lives, your friends, your co-workers, how much hope, love, joy, and peace they can find, can they find in the world around us? Substitutes, yes. The true things, not really. The world is failing. I'm praying a lot lately about how can we as a church come alongside and help those who struggle with mental issues, with depression and anxiety. Because I think we don't really have we have an answer, we just don't know how to deliver it. You have to come alongside and embrace and love those who struggle with this in such a way that the light of Christ can show them the real hope, the real peace, the real love and joy that we all need. So if you're here today and you are walking in the light, just like John said once, you know, to follow the youth's theme, I was looking for the word, keep walking. If you walk in the light of Christ, if you walk with Him, I say continue to do the same. I encourage you, if you think, if you believe, if you know that your life is fully His, that you live and walk in the light, keep doing it. Like Bible says, abide in Him every day. Enjoy the light of His glory, the peace of His presence, the love that only God can so wonderfully and abundantly surround you with. In the words of John Wesley, munificently bestowed upon you. There's no other thing like the hope of Christ. There's no other thing like the love and joy that you have in Him. And the peace that only God can give, I've only met that when I became a Christian. So keep abiding in Christ. But if you're here today, your life is more like a game of lights and shadows, a game of smoke and mirrors. And some of us are like that. Smoke and mirrors, pretense, fake, face. It happens. I've walked like that sometimes. When my heart was not right, and I hurt on the inside, and I just put a face saying, I'm fine. How are you? I'm fine. When I knew I made God angry with my choices, I still said, I'm fine. I'll be fine. I'll be okay. Is that not okay? Because if you're trying to stay on the path, but you struggle, you're not alone. You're not the only one. If you want to be strong, but you're not, or you wish you could please the Father with your choices, but you know you aren't, all you are managing to do is to hide it for a while. Well, for you, the first candle we lit, the one on hope, says this: you are not alone. You can enjoy love and joy and peace. And the key to that is an ugly word in the world today. And the key for that is surrender. When we surrender our will and our choices to God and say, Lord, not my will, but yours be done. When we say, I have a choice to follow Christ, and I choose that today. Because I know the other choice is actually, like Moses, actually Joshua said, is death. So if you struggle today, if you're just keeping up a mask, and inside of you you're hurting, and it's kind of feels dark inside, but you don't know how to come out and say, help. I just say this: choose today to surrender your life to Christ and enjoy His light. The things that hold back, the things that hold you back in the shade, in the shadow actually, give them up. And the best key to this surrender is to not do it alone. Find someone with whom you can share your struggles, your problems, your shadows, the darkness that you kind of feel comes around and creeps around you. Find someone that can pray for you, pray with you, and keep you accountable. Walk, but not walk alone. Find someone to walk this path with. The same for the ones that think or know that they are great with God. Don't walk alone. If you think you don't need help, think again. We all need help. Between us and sin, there's only one small step, and we need to guard that one small step every day. And it's good to not walk alone. And that's why we're blessed with the family of Christ, that we are in the body of Christ with no judgment. And I will dare you. I will challenge you. I will rebuke you if I see that you judge and you don't love. Because how can someone come out and say, I struggle, if they know that the second they do that, they will be judged and pushed aside? So my friends, my brothers, my sisters, be the love of Christ for those who struggle, so that the shadows and the darkness can be removed and the light of Christ can shine forth and lives can be changed and people can surrender their lives to Christ and say, Lord, I have found your peace. And I will speak slower. Sorry for that. So confess your sins, confess your struggles, and look for help. Seek to walk with someone. Seek to be accountable. And finally, if you're here today and you have not yet seen or even heard about this light, this is what the Bible says. For all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God, so you're not the only one. And sin can only be paid off with death. Don't think lightly of sin. Don't take lightly the wrath of God. He is a loving God, but one day we'll all have to pay account, to give account of our lives. It's more beneficial if you give account knowing that you've already forgiven in Christ, because of Christ, through Christ, than still carry all your burdens and sin with you for that one day. So Christ paid for all of your sins. He brought the peace that is so much longed for. He brought the peace between you and the Father by his death on the cross. So the only call for us is to repent and believe. Repent and believe. Feel sorry. If you know what the word repentance means, it's just to feel sorry and turn around from what was shadow and darkness. And find the help to not do it anymore because of Christ, in Christ. So repent and believe in the Son of God. And the hope is like this. I love this verse in Isaiah. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord of God has risen upon you. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So arise today. Arise and keep walking with the Lord. Arise and keep abiding in the Lord. Arise and push aside the shadows, the smoke and mirrors, surrender, and give it all to Christ. Arise and shine, and find a true life in Christ Jesus. Because he's the only one who can give it. Choose life today. Just like Joshua once said, choose. Am I right? Is Joshua or Moses? Oh my OCD is kicking in hard line. Choose life. It must be Moses, because it's Deuteronomy. Okay, sorry about that. Sorry for this funny story, Stone, so much. I'm not going to say sorry anymore. I know, yay? Arise and shine today. Choose life, because that is not just the best choice, but it's the only choice that will give you hope and love and joy and peace. Light cannot be overcome by darkness. Keep your faith in him, surrender, walk with him, give your heart to him, and enjoy the light of Christ that come upon you. Amen. Let's pray right now, actually. And if anyone needs prayer, I'll be here at the end. If you need someone to listen to your heart, find either me or one of the elders. And do not walk this path alone. We're here to pray with you, for you, to love you, to challenge you, to equip you, and to encourage you. That is our call as a church. Do not walk alone. Walk in the light with the family of Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for the light I have received in Christ Jesus. We thank you that you did not let us to be darkness, or to abide in darkness, or to be in the dominion of darkness, but you chose to come and to be our light and to give us the light. And then to even move us into the kingdom of light of your Son. We thank you, Lord, because all of this have happened because you love us so much. You love us despite our shortcomings and failures, our sins and our selfishness, everything that is so dark in the heart of a human. And you chose to come so we can have a true life, a new life, a life forever in the light of Christ. Help us to surrender our lives today. As we look at the candles, to thank you for the gift of light and to let that light to come into our hearts and remove all the darkness. Remove all the shadows and the smokes and mirrors and allow us to walk with you in the light as you are in the light. We thank you so much, Lord, and help us to not forget, not get caught in all this madness around Christmas and around ourselves in the world, but at this time, in this season, to truly set our hearts on things above, to really set our eyes on things above where you are seated at the right hand of the Father. We thank you for all this. We thank you for your light. Amen.